Now, new research has found that minuscule pieces of waste plastic can damage our brains and may be contributing to the increasing global levels of Alzheimer's and Parkinson's. The numbers worldwide with Alzheimer's and other dementias increased by about 148% between 1990 and 2019. And there's growing evidence that environmental pollution is a factor. This study was led by the Associate Professor of Biochemistry at Trinity College Dublin, Dr. Gavin Davey, who's on the line. And good morning to you. And I know this is exciting and potentially groundbreaking research here. The spur for it came from a young undergrad. What can you tell us?
Good morning. Yes, that's correct. A young undergraduate named Devon Seward. Devon came to me a couple of years ago as an undergraduate student with the idea to test the hypothesis that nanoplastics caused degeneration in the brain. Our group works on mitochondria. These are the organelles inside cells that make energy in the brain. Brain needs large amounts of energy. We know in neurological diseases like Parkinson's and Alzheimer's, even schizophrenia and other disorders, that mitochondria are affected over long periods of time. So the big search is on to find out what's the cause of that dysfunction. So the idea was that the nanoplastics might be causing this dysfunction.
Does your research then upend a theory that it was an ageing population that was leading to these increases in Alzheimer's and Parkinson's?
A little bit. It depends on what disease. So, for example, Parkinson's disease, there's been a doubling of the incidence of Parkinson's disease over the last few decades, which rules out a genetic cause. There's only a small genetic cause anyway for Parkinson's. It's mainly sporadic or environmental. So if there's we certainly know plastics have evolved or come online in the last 70 years or so. There's been an increase in plastic pollution, especially nanoplastics. So, we think that we know there are different ways in which you can get Parkinsonism and Alzheimer's disease. Plastics might be one of those mechanisms.
And if you're right, aren't we inhaling and imbibing these tiny, tiny little plastic particles every hour of every day, practically?
Yeah, we are, unfortunately. Especially in urban areas. They're very small, like a thousandth of a millimeter in diameter. They're the ones we looked at. You can get bigger ones as well, but the ones that are very small will cross the blood-brain barrier and get into our brain, and that's been shown in post-mortem studies. So we see it, and we get these nanoplastics from hard plastic containers, food containers, plastic surrounding food, plastics in fast food containers. It's something to avoid, especially heating up foam cups with hot tea or hot coffee. That's I'd recommend not to use.
Yes, that kind of thing. Something to avoid, but also something for multinationals and large food conglomerates to stop using plastic packaging.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's not only for green purposes, but for health purposes. Yeah. I think the EU has already recognized this and has come out with directives to stop the use of these plastics, and is developing more directives whereby they will be removed from the food sources as much as possible.
Can the damage be reversed?
Tricky one, that. You can certainly treat water. You can remove them from your drinking water. I wouldn't recommend drinking water from plastic bottles, but that's something that will eventually be phased out as well, I think. It is difficult to deal once they're inside. They're very small. They get right inside the mitochondria. And unfortunately, the only way is to make new mitochondria, what we're trying to do is to come up with new drugs and ways to remove them from the
brain. It's very interesting research, and thank you for telling us about it. That's Dr. Gavin Davey. It's a minute to nine.